spacemen, but it's rejected. He tells Forey in a cover letter, "I am 14 years of age and have been writing as far back as I can remember, and submitting manuscripts for the last couple of years." It is eventually published by FSJ in Famous Monsters of Filmland 202, Spring 1994. 1962. SK graduates from a one-room grammar school near his home, June. SK begins his first year at Lisbon Falls High School, September, 8 miles away from West Durham. He commutes via Mike's Taxi of Lisbon. The taxi itself is a converted hearse, as Jeff Pert in his profile of Brian Hall wrote, "Mike had an old limousine, and he'd haul the handful of Durham kids to school in that." Hall says one of the regular riders was one of the two girls on whom King based the protagonist of Carrie. When the limo arrived, there was a rush to get the best seats. You didn't want to ride all the way to Lisbon with Carrie on your lap. SK, over 6 feet tall, plays tight end left tackle on the varsity football team. 1963. SK edits the school newspaper, The Drum, as a sophomore. Only one issue is published under his editorship, but it's monster-sized. SK self-publishes a parody of the school newspaper titled The Village Vomit, earning him a 3-day suspension. School officials divert his writing talent to more productive use and get him a part-time job as a sports reporter for the Lisbon Weekly Enterprise, under the watchful eye of its editor, John Gould. SK completes The Aftermath, a 76-page single-spaced science fiction story, approximately 45,000 words, his longest fiction to date, on February 15th. Self-published. The Invasion of the Star Creatures, Triad Inc. and Gaslight Books, June 1964. 1965. Published. SK publishes I Was a Teenage Grave Robber in Comics Review, edited by Mike Garrett, a zine for comics fans, printed by Ditto Machine, 1965. It is reprinted as In a Half World of Terror in Stories of Suspense, a fanzine published by Marvin Wolfman in 1966. SK publishes Codename Mousetrap, a short story printed by Ditto, Lisbon High School Newspaper, The Drum, Volume 3, Number 1, October 27, 1965. 1966. SK plays the rhythm guitar with the Mune Spinners in his senior year at the high school prom. SK gets a driver's license. SK gets a job at Warrumbo Mill and Weaving in Lisbon Falls, which inspires the story Graveyard Shift, after he's told about a holiday cleanup basement crew where rats were purportedly dog-sized. Dave King graduates cum laude from the University of Maine at Orno, Maine. SK is accepted to Drew University but turns it down, despite a partial scholarship offer. He elects to attend the University of Maine at Orno, September. Published. The 43rd Dream, a short story in the Lisbon Falls High School newspaper, The Drum, January 29, 1966. 1967. SK submits The Long Walk to a Bennett Cerf first novel competition, but it's rejected. It is published in 1979 by New American Library. Published. The Glass Floor, Startling Mystery Stories, 1, Fall. SK's first professionally published story, for which he was paid $35. Quoting a line from Dickey's Deliverance, SK's assessment, as he wrote in Weird Tales 298, is, "Nah, it ain't as bad as I thought." 1969. SK is in a work-study job program to pay for tuition and books. SK meets Tabitha Spruce. They both work part-time at the university library. Published. The Garbage Truck, a column for the University of Maine at Orno newspaper, the Maine campus, February 20th. A short poem titled The Dark Man, in Ubris, University of Maine at Orno literary magazine, fall issue. Published as The Dark Man by Cemetery Dance, July 2013, and profusely illustrated by Glenn Chadbourne. The poem marks the first appearance of Randall Flagg. Night Surf, in Ubris, Spring 1969. a trial cut foreshadowing The Stand. 1970. S.K. graduates from the University of Maine at Orno with a teaching certificate and a B.S. degree in English, June. Because no teaching positions are available in the local area, S.K. takes a job pumping gas for $1.25 an hour, but quits to work at the new Franklin Laundry because of a pay increase to $1.60 an hour, $60 a week. Tabitha works the second shift at a Dunkin' Donuts in downtown Bangor. Naomi Rachel is born, June 1st. The Kings live in an inexpensive rented apartment in Orno. Published. S.K. makes his first sale to Cavalier Magazine, which publishes Graveyard Shift in its October 1970 issue. He earns $200 for the story, his largest check to date. S.K. completes a 485-page double-spaced manuscript, Sword in the Darkness, April 30th. An excerpt was published in Rocky Wood's Stephen King, Uncollected, Unpublished, 2005. 1971. S.K. marries Tabitha Jane Spruce in Old Town, January 2nd. S.K. signs a contract to teach high school English at Hampton Academy at an annual salary of $6,400, Hampton, Maine. Tabitha King graduates from the University of Maine at Orno with a B.A. degree in history, May. S.K. completes Getting It On, published as Rage by New American Library under the Bachman pen name in 1977. S.K. sends a query letter to Doubleday addressed to the editor of The Parallax View, which is rerouted to William Bill G. Thompson, who reads and rejects it, but encourages S.K. to submit more manuscripts. 1972. Joe Hillstrom King is born, June 4th. Stephen begins writing a short story, Carrie, intended for Cavalier. Discouraged, he crumples and throws three pages in the trash, rescued by Tabitha. She gently encourages him to continue, and he does. It grows in length until it becomes a short novel of 50,000 words, after adding bogus documentation. S.K. submits The Running Man, which is rejected by Doubleday, and also Ace Books, whose publisher, Donald A. Wolheim, told him they didn't publish dystopian novels. It is published by New American Library in May 1982 under the Bachman pen name. Published, a short story, The Fifth Quarter, as John Swithin, a pen name, the only other one ever used. 1973. The Kings live in a rented trailer on Clatt Road in Herman, Maine. To save money, the phone is removed. After they are evicted, they move to a blue-collar neighborhood in Bangor. S.K. submits and sells Carrie to Doubleday for $2,500, March/April. The paperback rights sell to New American Library, NAL, for $400,000, earning him $200,000, May. They rent four rooms on the upstairs floor in a house at 14 Sanford Street. Rent is $90 a month. The $200,000 allows him to quit teaching to write full-time. He finishes the school year in June, fulfilling his contract. S.K. completes Blaze. The King family moves to Sebago Lake in North Windham, Maine, to be closer to Stephen's mother, who is in failing health. He borrows money against the expected $200,000 check and tells her to quit her blue-collar job at the Pineland Training Center in New Gloucester, Maine. She quits and spends the last few remaining months of her life with her son David in Mexico, Maine. S.K. begins writing a novel, Second Coming, later retitled Salem's Lot. Ruth King dies of cancer surrounded by her two sons and their immediate families. Being too ill to read, one of her sisters had read her Carrie from the advanced galley of the book, which S.K. lovingly inscribed, December 18th. Published. Trucks and Cavalier, June 1973. The basis for the film Maximum Overdrive, with screenplay by S.K., who also directed it. 1974. The Kings temporarily move to Boulder, Colorado, where he begins work on a novel that would become The Stand, the number one fan favorite of all his books. Stephen and Tabitha take a vacation to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, where he is inspired to write The Shining. published. Carrie, Doubleday Trade Hardback, April, is his first published novel. Its first printing is 30,000 copies, and its cover price is $5.95. 1975. The Kings return to Maine and buy their first home in Bridgeton, the setting for one of his most quintessential stories, The Mist. S.K. begins descent into substance abuse. Published. Salem's Lot. Doubleday Trade Hardback, October, originally titled Second Coming. The Lawnmower Man in Cavalier, May 1975, the basis for a movie adaptation that prompted a lawsuit from King because of its tangential storyline and excessive use of SK's name for marketing purposes to hype the video release. The Revenge of Lard-Ass Hogan in The Maine Review, July 1975, revised for its inclusion in The Body from Different Seasons. 1976. S.K. meets literary agent Kirby McCauley at a party in New York City. In 1977, he becomes S.K.'s literary agent. Mass-market paperback editions of Carrie and Salem's Lot, goosed by the movie release of Carrie, sell 3.5 million copies. S.K. is well on his way to becoming the modern master of horror, a title that, over the years, chafes. S.K. suffers writer's block and goes through a difficult time with false starts on Welcome to Clearwater, The Corner, The Dead Zone, and Firestarter. He's concerned about self-imitation because of Firestarter's similarities to Carrie. Published. Weeds in Cavalier, May 1976. The basis for The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill in the movie Creepshow. Visual adaptation. Carrie is released November 3rd. Directed by Brian De Palma, it stars Sissy Spacek in the title role and Piper Laurie as her mother, Margaret White. Both were nominated, but did not win Academy Awards for their performances. 1977. S.K.'s fame and popularity is such that, as Mel Allen for Writer's Digest wrote in a profile, he's had his phone number changed, and the local operator tells countless people every day, "No, I'm sorry, we are not permitted to disclose that number," because strangers call from all parts of the country to ask for money, interviews, help in finding a publisher for the 800-page novel they've written about werewolves, or advice on how to do away with the demonic neighbor who has caused the vegetables to succumb to root rot. The King's second son, Owen Philip King, is born, February 21st. The Kings move to England for a one-year stay, but return after only 3 months. While there, S.K. meets novelist Peter Straub, with whom he will later collaborate on two novels, The Talisman, 1984, and The Black House, 2001, with a third projected to be written in 2015. Published. The Shining, Doubleday, Trade Hardback, January 28th, originally titled The Shine, is S.K.'s first hardback bestseller. The Cat from Hell in Cavalier, 1977. In March, a partial story is published. In June, the completed version of the story is published. And in September, with King's Beginning, the second half written by Phil Bowie, who won the story competition, is published in Cavalier. Children of the Corn in Penthouse, March 1977, which inspired 9 movies. Weeds in Cavalier, May 1976, the basis for the film segment The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill in Creepshow, the title role of which is played by S.K. Rage as Richard Bachman, from New American Library, mass market paperback, September 13th, originally titled Getting It On. In 1999, S.K. told his publisher to put the book out of print, citing it as a possible accelerant to school shootings. It was the first Bachman novel published. 1978. The Kings moved to Orrington, Maine, with its pet cemetery, a child spelling, on the hill behind the house. S.K. serves a one-year stint as writer-in-residence at the University of Maine at Orno. He's asked to stay for a second year, but turns down the offer to pursue full-time writing. He teaches Introduction to Creative Writing and Gothic Fiction. S.K. leaves Doubleday after irreconcilable contractual conflicts. significantly a 50-50 split of income on paperback sales, which he feels is unwarranted. SK's editor, Bill Thompson, suffers collateral damage. SK recalled, "When I left Doubleday, they canned him. It was almost like a taunt. We'll kill the messenger that brought the bad news." Bob Stewart, Heavy Metal, February/March 1980. Recognition. Salem's Lot wins an American Library Association Award. Published. Night Shift. Doubleday, Trade Hardback, February. New Stories, Jerusalem's Lot, The Last Rung on the Ladder, Quitters, Inc., and The Woman in the Room. SK's first sale to F&SF with a short story, The Night of the Tiger, February. The Stand, Doubleday, Trade Hardback, September. SK's first Dark Tower tale, The Gunslinger, in F&SF, October. 1979. The Kings move to their home in Center Lovell, Maine. Donald Edwin King dies in Wind Gap, Pennsylvania, November, leaving behind his second wife with four children. Recognition. SK is, along with Frank Belknap Long, a guest of honor at the 5th World Fantasy Convention, Providence, Rhode Island, October 12th to 13th. SK receives a World Fantasy Award for contributions to the field. Published. The Long Walk by Richard Bachman, New American Library, Trade Edition, Mass Market Paperback, July. Currently under option by Frank Darabont for a film adaptation. The Crate in Gallery, the basis for an episode in the film Creepshow. The Dead Zone, Viking Press, Trade Hardback, August. SK's first novel for Viking. Visual Adaptation. Salem's Lot, directed by Toby Hooper, is broadcast November 17th. 1980. The Kings buy a house on West Broadway for $135,000. Recognition. Stephen receives an Alumni Career Award from the University of Maine. Night Shift wins a Balrog Award. SK receives the Convention Award from the World Fantasy Convention. Published. Firestarter, Fantasia Press, Limited Edition, Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, September. The cover painting by Michael Whalen was used only for the Fantasia Press edition. The Mist, in an original anthology, Dark Forces, edited by Kirby McCauley. It is considered one of SK's finest stories and becomes the basis of a major film, directed by Frank Darabont. Visual Adaptation. The Shining, directed by Stanley Kubrick, is released as a film. SK is its biggest critic, and in the years to come takes to the media to complain about it. SK's remake was aired on May 23, 1997. 1981. Recognition. SK receives the Career Alumni Award from the University of Maine. SK receives a special British Fantasy Award for outstanding contribution to the genre. Firestarter wins an American Library Association Award. Published. Stephen King's Danse Macabre, Everest House, Limited and Trade Hardback Edition, April 20th. SK's first published nonfiction book, A Study of the Horror Field. Cujo, Mysterious Press, Limited Edition, Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, September. Roadwork by Richard Bachman, New American Library, Trade Edition, Mass Market Paperback, March. Do the Dead Sing, Yankee Magazine, November. Published as The Reach in Skeleton Crew, 1985. Generally acknowledged as his finest short story. Visual Adaptation. A screenwriter and an actor, The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill. SK is hands-on with Creepshow, also adapted as a comic book, with a cover by EC artist Jack Kamen, with interior art by Bernie Wrightson. 1982. Recognition. At Nikon 2, Stephen King is the roastee. Do the Dead Sing wins a World Fantasy Award, tied. Danse Macabre wins a Hugo Award. SK wins Best Fiction Writer of the Year Award from Us Magazine. Firestarter wins an award from the New York Public Library Books for the teen age. published. The Running Man by Richard Bachman, New American Library, Mass Market Paperback, May. The Dark Tower, 1. The Gunslinger. Donald M. Grant, Publisher, Limited and Trade Hardback Edition, June 10th. This edition launched Grant's small press into the limelight. Both Grant and King agree Michael Whalen was their primary choice for illustrator, who accepted the commission. Stephen King's Creepshow with Bernie Wrightson, July, SK's first graphic album, that is, comic book format. Different Seasons, Viking Press, August. SK's strongest novella collection includes two stories adapted for major movies. The Body, the basis for Rob Reiner's film Stand By Me, and Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption, the basis for Frank Darabont's film The Shawshank Redemption. The Plant, 1. Filtrum Press, limited edition, December. The first Filtrum Press publication sent out as a Christmas gift to family and friends in lieu of an impersonal Christmas card. Before The Play, in a double issue of Whispers, 17/18, cut from The Shining. Its epilogue was rewritten and incorporated in the last chapter, 58. Epilogue/Summer. Published on King. Fear Itself. The Horror Fiction of Stephen King. An anthology of nonfiction. The first of many SK-related books published by a specialty press. Underwood Miller. Stephen King. By Douglas E. Winter. The first single-author SK-related book from a specialty press. Starmont House. A trial cut for his groundbreaking book, Stephen King, The Art of Darkness, 1984. Visual Adaptation. Creepshow, November 10th. 1983. SK buys WZON Radio in Bangor under the auspices of the Zone Corporation. April. Published. Christine. Donald M. Grant Publisher, Limited Edition. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, April. Pet Cemetery, Doubleday, Trade Hardback Edition, April. Which went into King's trunk because it was too bleak to publish. SK tells Douglas E. Winter in an interview, "Tabby had finished reading it in tears, and I thought it was a nasty book. Maybe I don't have the guts for that end of the business of horror fiction. For the final truths." A contractual matter forced King's hand and, eventually, its publication in 1983. Cycle of the Werewolf, illustrated by Bernie Wrightson, Land of Enchantment, limited edition, November. Originally intended as a calendar with text by King and art by Wrightson, who originated the idea. The Plant, 2. Filtrum Press, limited edition, December. Visual Adaptations. Cujo, directed by Lewis Teague, August 12th. The Dead Zone, directed by David Cronenberg, October 21st. Christine, directed by John Carpenter, December 9th. 1984. SK approaches American Express's ad agency, Ogilvy & Mather, with the idea of appearing in a commercial. "It's just such a compliment," he told People magazine, August 27th. "Certainly it's not going to do much for my literary reputation, although many would say that I don't have a literary reputation to worry about." The tagline, "Do you know me?" SK later rues his decision because, more than anything else, it made him a celebrity, instantly recognizable by name and on sight by the man on the street. SK was paid $10,000 plus residuals to appear in the ad. Published. The Talisman, with Peter Straub, Donald M. Grant Publisher, limited edition, Viking G.P. Putnam Trade Hardback Edition, November 8th. King's first professional collaboration. It would be followed by The Black House, again with Straub, in 2001. A third and final book is scheduled to be written in 2015. Thinner, original title, Gypsy Pie, by Richard Bachman. New American Library, Trade Hardback, November. It was heavily promoted by its publisher in an attempt to break through Bachman in the book trade. His previous four books were published as mass-market paperbacks. The Eyes of the Dragon, Filtrum Press, limited edition, December. Written to please King's daughter, Naomi, who didn't read horror. It was illustrated by Kenneth R. Linkhouser, pen name for Kenny Ray Linkus, The 1987 trade hardback edition from Viking reflected requested editorial changes. Published on King. Stephen King, The Art of Darkness. New American Library, Trade Hardback, November, by Douglas E. Winter. The first major study about S.K. Visual adaptations. Children of the Corn, directed by Fritz Kirsch, March 9th. Firestarter, directed by Mark Lester, May 11th. 1985. Stephen's substance abuse includes drugs. Tabitha stages an intervention at their house and delivers an ultimatum. Quit taking drugs or leave the house, because family and friends didn't want to see him slowly kill himself in front of them. He chooses wisely. S.K. temporarily moves to Wilmington, North Carolina, to direct Maximum Overdrive, based on his screenplay, which in turn is based on his short story. The hometown newspaper, the Bangor Daily News, runs a story by Joan H. Smith revealing S.K.'s pen name of Richard Bachman, February 9th. S.K. admits he is Richard Bachman, after denials became useless when a reader discovered a copyright form for Rage with King's name on it, a clerical error by his literary agent. The other three novels were registered to his literary agent, Kirby McCauley. Recognition. Starlog magazine lists S.K. as one of the 100 most important people in science fiction / fantasy. Published. Castle Rock, an official S.K. publication, publishes its first issue, January. Cycle of the Werewolf, signet trade paperback, April. Later published in a movie tie-in edition titled Silver Bullet, October. Skeleton Crew, Screen Press Limited Edition, G.P. Putnam, Trade Hardback Edition, June. Considered to be S.K.'s strongest story collection to date. Originally titled after the Bob Seger song Night Moves, it was changed at Rick Hottala's urging. The lead story is The Mist. The Bachman Books, Four Early Novels by Richard Bachman, New American Library, Trade Hardback, October. An omnibus that collects the first four Bachman novels, Rage, The Long Walk, Roadwork, and The Running Man. King's original introduction, Why I Was Bachman, was revised for the trade paperback and mass market paperback editions. The Plant, 3, Filtrum Press, limited edition, December. Dolan's Cadillac begins serialization in Castle Rock. In May, Castle Rock goes to a tabloid format. Heroes for Hope, starring the X-Men, in a comic book for Marvel Comics Group. December 1st. King's story is illustrated by Bernie Wrightson. Published on King. Stephen King as Richard Bachman, by Michael R. Collings. From Starmont House, this was Collings's first of many excellent books on King. Visual adaptations. Cat's Eye. Directed by Louis Teague, April 12th. Silver Bullet. Directed by Daniel Attias, October 11th. Two mini-features from Stephen King's Night Shift Collection, a VHS compilation. The Boogeyman and The Woman in the Room, directed by Frank Darabont, who goes on to helm several King films. The Word Processor of the Gods, TV. 1986. S.K. moves the office staff out of his home on West Broadway and into a former Maine National Guard building near the Bangor International Airport. Recognition. Skeleton Crew wins a Locus Award. S.K. is the subject of a Time magazine cover story, October 6th, which terms him the Down East Disney. Published. It. Viking Press, Trade Hardback, September. Originally titled Derry. Visual adaptations. Stand By Me, directed by Rob Reiner, August 8th. Maximum Overdrive, directed by Stephen King, July 25th. 1987. Stephanie Leonard in Castle Rock writes that S.K. is going to take a sabbatical. We've heard him say he'll take 5 years. Fans are stunned, and the reaction is immediate. It makes the news, and S.K. quickly recants. Leonard later publishes an update. Stephen is not really retiring. He is hoping to cut back on work so he can spend more time with his family. There will not be any more 5 book years anytime soon. He plans to continue writing but publishing less. A public relations crisis is barely averted. Recognition. It wins a British Fantasy Society Award. Misery wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. S.K. gives a commencement address to the 169th graduating class of the University of Maine at Orno, May 9th, noting that, including this one, he's only given 6 such addresses, out of the 134 invitations as of 1998. Published. The Eyes of the Dragon, Viking Press Trade Edition, February. Illustrated by David Palladini. Editor Deborah Brody asked S.K. for a textual addition to have Ben, Peter's best friend, appear earlier in the book instead of halfway through. S.K. obliges and writes a new scene involving a 3-legged sack race to establish their relationship. The Dark Tower 2, The Drawing of the Three, Donald M. Grant Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Edition, May. Original title, The Dark Tower 2, Roland Draws 3. Misery, Viking Press, Hard Tradeback Edition, June. Originally planned as a Richard Bachman novella titled The Annie Wilkes Edition. The Tommyknockers, G.P. Putnam, Trade Hardback Edition, November. Considered by S.K. as one of his lesser novels. Visual adaptations. Creepshow 2, directed by Michael Gornick, May 1st. Sorry, Right Number, directed by Brian Berkowitz, based on a Stephen King teleplay, TV, May 1st. Return to Salem's Lot, directed by Larry Cohen, September 11th. The Running Man, directed by George Pan Cosmos, November 13th. 1988. Carrie, the Broadway play, opens and closes to bad reviews. The 2012 off-Broadway remake fares somewhat better, though it doesn't carry the day either. Published. Nightmares in the Sky, Gargoyles and Grotesques, by F. Stop Fitzgerald, with a short essay by S.K., Viking Press, October 7th. This is more the photographer's book than S.K.'s, since it's principally a book of his photos. Thinking S.K.'s name would sell the book, the publisher printed far too many, which backfired because there simply wasn't enough original S.K. content. My Pretty Pony, Library Fellows of the Whitney Museum, Limited Edition, September 26th. Illustrated by Barbara Kruger. This was 6th in its Artists and Writers series. Letters from Hell, Lord John Press, Limited Edition, Broadside. Published on King. Landscape of Fear, Stephen King's American Gothic, Bowling Green State University, by Tony Magistrale, professor at the University of Vermont. This is the first of many excellent books on S.K. by Magistrale. 1989. Acts as assistant coach of West Bangor's Little League team, on which his son Owen is playing. They win the Maine State Tournament in 1989. Head Down, S.K.'s reportage, appeared in The New Yorker on April 16, 1990. Horror Fest, the first convention centered on King, is held at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, May 12th to 14th. Published. Dolan's Cadillac, Lord John Press, Limited Edition. This was the first S.K. book published by Lord John Press. The Dark Half, Viking Press, Trade Edition, November. Its original title is Machine's Way, and it was originally conceived as a collaboration between King and Bachman. My Pretty Pony, Alfred A. Knopf, Trade Hardback Edition, $50, 15,000 copies, September. Published on King. The Stephen King Companion, Andrews and McMeel, 1989, by George Beam. The second edition of this book was published in 1995. This is the first major illustrated pop culture companion book on S.K. Visual adaptation. Pet Sematary, directed by Mary Lambert, April. 1990. S.K. receives an estimated 500 letters a week, 80% requiring a response, owing in part to his celebrity, but also his informal nonfiction writing style that invites letters because readers feel connected personally to him. Recognition. Four Past Midnight wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Fantasy and Science Fiction publishes a special Stephen King issue, limited edition and trade edition December, with a fantasy portrait of him on the cover, a bibliography, an appreciation by A.J. Boudries, and two stories, A Moving Finger and The Bear, from The Dark Tower, 3, The Wastelands. Published. S.K.'s first publication in The New Yorker, a nonfiction piece titled Head Down, April 16th. A magazine celebrated for its literary excellence. S.K.'s appearance herein surprises some readers. The Stand, the complete and uncut edition. Doubleday, limited edition and trade hardback edition, May. An additional 150,000 words were added to the text. The timeline was also updated, from the 80s to the 90s. Four Past Midnight, Viking Press, trade hardback edition, September. Visual adaptations. Tales from the Dark Side, the movie, directed by John Harrison, May 4th. Stephen King's Graveyard Shift, directed by Ralph S. Singleton, October 26th. It, TV miniseries, directed by Tommy Lee Wallace, November 18th. Misery, directed by Rob Reiner, November 30th. 1991. A disturbed man, keen on breaking into the King's home in Bangor, comes in through the kitchen window at 6 a.m., confronting Tabitha, who is home alone, in her nightclothes. He's holding a wired cigar box, says it's a bomb, and claims Stephen stole the idea of misery from his aunt. Tabitha gets to a neighbor's house and the police are called. He's found in the attic. The bomb is a fake. In the wake of his intrusion, the Kings take normal security precautions afterward, realizing that their illusion of normalcy as just another family on West Broadway is irrevocably shattered. Published. The Dark Tower, 3, The Wastelands. Donald M. Grant, Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition, August. Needful Things, The Last Castle Rock Story, Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, October. Published on King. The Shape Under the Sheet, The Complete Stephen King Encyclopedia, Popular Culture, Inc., 1991, by Stephen J. Spignesi, a prolific pop culture writer. A concordance, 80%, and interviews, profiles, articles, and other features. This was the first major reference book on S.K. Visual adaptations. The Dark Half, directed by George A. Romero, April 23rd. Sometimes They Come Back, TV, directed by Tom McLaughlin, May 7th. The Golden Years, TV miniseries, various directors, July 16th. 1992. The Kings financed the Sean Trevor Mansfield Complex in Bangor as a gift to the city, at a cost of $1.5 million. It's dubbed the Field of Screams after the famous Kevin Costner baseball movie, Field of Dreams. S.K. performs with fellow band members at the first Rock Bottom Remainders concert in Anaheim, California, for booksellers attending their annual convention, American Booksellers Association. Recognition. Cujo wins a British Fantasy Society Award. S.K. receives World Horror Grandmaster Award from the World Horror Convention. Published. Gerald's Game, Viking Press Trade Edition, May. Originally planned as a trilogy, The Path of the Eclipse, with this as Book 1, Dolores Claiborne as Book 2, and an untitled and unwritten novel as Book 3. Visual adaptations. Sleepwalkers, directed by Mick Garris, April 10th. BMG Video releases VHS cassette of the first Rock Bottom Remainders concert in Anaheim, California. 1993. The Kings, through the Stephen and Tabitha King Foundation, donate $2 million to worthy charities. Published. Nightmares and Dreamscapes, Viking Press, Trade Hardback, October. Dolores Claiborne, Viking Press, Trade Hardback, November. Film adaptations. The Dark Half, directed by George A. Romero, April 23rd. The Tommyknockers, TV, directed by John Power, May 9th. Needful Things, directed by Fraser Clark Heston, August 27th. 1994. Recognition. Insomnia wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. Midlife Confidential. The Rock Bottom Remainders Tour America with Three Chords and an Attitude. One chapter by S.K. Viking Press, trade hardback. Insomnia, a novel. Mark V. Seizing Books, limited edition and trade hardback edition. Viking Press, trade hardback edition, September 15th. The Man in the Black Suit, The New Yorker, October 31st. The short story is later published in Prize Stories, 1996. The O. Henry Awards, March 1st, 1996. The Literati, upright and sniffing the air, notes the wind is changing. Visual adaptations. The Stand, TV, directed by Mick Garris, May 8th. The Shawshank Redemption, directed by Frank Darabont, September 23rd. 1995. Recognition. Lunch at the Gotham Cafe. Wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. The Man in the Black Suit wins a World Fantasy Award. Published. Rose Matter. Hodder and Stoughton, United Kingdom, Limited Edition, Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. Visual Adaptations. The Mangler, directed by Toby Hooper, March 3rd. Dolores Claiborne, directed by Taylor Hackford, March 24th. The Langoliers, directed by Tom Holland, TV, May 14th. 1996. Recognition. The Green Mile wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. University of Maine at Orno holds a conference. Reading Stephen King, October 11th to 12th. The Man in the Black Suit wins the coveted O. Henry Award. Publications. The Green Mile, Signet, Mass Market Paperback. King's first serialized novel is issued in mass market paperback editions. The Green Mile, 1. The Two Dead Girls, March. The Green Mile, 2. The Mouse on the Mile, April. The Green Mile, 3. Coffee's Hands, May. The Green Mile, 4. The Bad Death of Edward Delacroix, June. The Green Mile, 5. The Night Journey, July. The Green Mile, 6. Coffee on the Mile, Signet, August. The 6 installments were subsequently published in 1997 as The Green Mile, The Complete Serial Novel. Desperation, Donald M. Grant, Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Edition, Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, September 24th. A twinner novel with The Regulators, with which it is released simultaneously from different publishers in a well-synchronized national one-day rollout. The Regulators by Richard Bachman, Dutton, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition, September 24th. Desperation / The Regulators Box Set, Hodder and Stoughton, United Kingdom, Limited Edition. Visual Adaptation, Thinner, directed by Tom Holland, is released October 25th. 1997. S.K. starts looking around for a new publisher. His business manager, Arthur B. Green, becomes actively involved and lays the groundwork. S.K.'s ambitious new novel, Bag of Bones, is the inducement. A high school shooting in West Paducah, Kentucky, reveals a copy of Rage in the boy's locker. S.K. immediately contacts his publisher and tells them to pull the book. He said, "It's almost a blueprint in terms of saying, this is how it could be done." And when it started to happen, I said, "That's it for me. That book's off the market." BBC, December 19th, 1999. Recognition. Desperation wins a Horror Guild Award and a Hugo Award. Published. The Green Mile, The Complete Serial Novel. Plume, trade paperback, May. 6 Stories, Filtrum Press, limited edition, trade paperback. The Dark Tower, 4. Wizard and Glass. Donald M. Grant, Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition, November 4th. Hodder and Stoughton, United Kingdom, Limited Edition. Visual Adaptations. The Shining, TV, directed by Mick Garris, April 27th. The Quicksilver Highway, TV, directed by Mick Garris, May 13th. The Night Flyer, directed by Mark Pavia, November 15th. 1998. New Englanders stoically endure an ice storm that hits Maine hard. The Kings decide it's time to consider spending winters down south in Florida and begin visiting Sarasota on the west coast of Florida. Recognition. Bag of Bones wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. Bag of Bones, a novel, Scribner, trade edition, September. It is the first book published by Scribner after King left Doubleday. Visual adaptation. Apt Pupil, directed by Brian Singer, is released October 23rd. 1999. S.K., while on a daily walk in Bridgeton, is hit by a minivan and severely injured, 4:30 p.m. on June 19th. He's taken to North Cumberland Memorial Hospital, Bridgeton, and stabilized for a helicopter flight to Central Maine Medical Center, Lewiston. Brian Smith, the reckless driver, remarked, "Here it is, my bad luck to hit the best-selling writer in the world." NPR, interview with Stephen King, The Craft of Writing Horror Stories, July 2, 2010. Smith's driving record proves to be execrable. SK returns home, having lost 40 pounds. Recognition. Bag of Bones wins a British Fantasy Society Award and a Hugo Award. Published. Storm of the Century, Pocket Books, Trade Paperback Edition, February. An illustrated screenplay. The New Lieutenant's Rap, Filtrum Press, Limited Edition, Chapbook, April. A heavily revised version of a short story, Why We're in Vietnam. Not for sale, it was given out as a keepsake at a publishing party on April 6, 1999, in New York City at Tavern on the Green, to celebrate 25 years of King in print. The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, a novel, Scribner, trade hardback edition, April 6th. Hearts in Atlantis, new fiction, Scribner, trade hardback edition, September. Two alternate titles considered but not used included Why We Were and Why We're in Vietnam. Squad D, a short story about Vietnam, was solicited by Harlan Ellison for The Last Dangerous Visions, which remains unpublished. Ellison has asked King for a rewrite. Visual adaptations. Storm of the Century, TV miniseries, directed by Craig R. Baxley, February 14th to 18th. The Green Mile, directed by Frank Darabont, December 10th. 2000. Recognition. Hearts in Atlantis wins a Deutscher Fantastikpreis Award. On Writing, a Memoir of the Craft, wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. The Green Mile, the complete serial novel, Scribner, trade hardback. The Plant, Zenith Rising, Filtrum Press. On Writing, a Memoir of the Craft, Scribner, trade hardback edition, October. Secret Windows, Essays and Fiction on the Craft of Writing, Book of the Month Club, October. Riding the Bullet, Scribner / Filtrum Press. Simultaneously offered for free and for sale online at $2.50, is downloaded 400,000 times in a 24-hour period, attesting to SK's brand name appeal. It is currently available on Amazon for the Kindle. The Plant, Parts 1 to 6, available from Filtrum Press directly from the King website, downloadable for free as two PDF files, Parts 1 to 3, 4 to 6. It's an unfinished epistolary novel. Visual adaptation, Trucks, TV, is released December 26th. 2001. SK files a lawsuit against Commercial Union York Insurance that paid his medical claims under his policy, saying they refused to honor the $10 million umbrella policy. He sues for $10 million. It settled out of court for $750,000, which SK donates to Central Maine Medical Center, where he was taken after the accident. The Kings pay $8.9 million for a large estate home at Casey Key, Florida, near Sarasota. The house is 7,500 square feet on the waterfront and accessible only by a residential road that terminates at its north end. Recognition. Riding the Bullet wins a Horror Guild Award. On Writing, A Memoir of the Craft wins a Horror Guild Award and a Hugo Award. Published. Dreamcatcher, a Novel. Scribner, Trade Edition, March. Original title, Cancer. The Black House, a Novel. Co-written with Peter Straub. Random House, Trade Edition, September 15th. A sequel to The Talisman, 1984. Visual Adaptation. Hearts in Atlantis is released September 28th, 2002. SK establishes the Wave Dancer Foundation in the wake of audiobook reader Frank Muller's motorcycle accident, which leaves Muller financially devastated and physically wrecked. The foundation exists to help freelance artists of all disciplines who suffer unexpected financial catastrophe, typically in the wake of a health-related issue. Recognition. Black House wins a Horror Guild Award. SK receives a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. Black House. Donald M. Grant Publisher, limited edition and a trade hardback edition boxed in a slipcase, with a trade hardback edition of The Talisman. Everything's Eventual. 14 Dark Tales. Simon & Schuster, trade hardback edition, March. Original title, One Headlight. From a Buick 8, a Novel. Cemetery Dance, limited edition, trade hardback edition, Scribner trade hardback edition, September 24th. Visual Adaptation. Rose Red is released January 27th, 2003. SK begins writing a pop culture column for Entertainment Weekly, The Pop of King, July. The column runs for 8 years, ending in January 2011. King reflected in the last column, "It's time for Uncle Stevie to grab his walking cane, put on his traveling shoes, and head on down the road." SK is stricken with double pneumonia, a complication from the accident, in which a collapsed lung caused an infection, and stays in the hospital for nearly a month, November 23rd. He undergoes a thoracotomy, and when he returns home, he's down to 160 pounds. Returning home, his office, undergoing renovation, looks abandoned, left behind, as if its owner had passed on. It inspires a novel, Lisi's Story, October 24th. Recognition. Stephen receives the Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters from the National Book Foundation, November 19th. Black House wins a Deutscher Fantastik Preis Award. From A Buick 8, wins a Horror Guild Award. Everything's Eventual, wins a Horror Guild Award. SK receives a Living Legends Award from the International Horror Guild. Published. The Dark Tower, 1, The Gunslinger. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. The Dark Tower, 2, The Drawing of the Three. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. The Dark Tower, 3, The Wastelands. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. The Dark Tower, 4, Wizard and Glass. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. The Dark Tower, 5, Wolves of the Kala. Donald M. Grant, Publisher, limited edition and trade hardback edition. Viking Press, trade hardback edition, November. Original title, The Dark Tower, The Crawling Shadow. Visual Adaptations. Dreamcatcher, directed by Lawrence Kasdan, March 6th. The Diary of Ellen Rimbauer, TV, directed by Craig R. Baxley, May 12th. 2004. The Red Sox win the World Series. The curse of the Bambino is lifted. SK and Stuart Onan are gobsmacked, October 27th. Recognition. SK wins a Lifetime Achievement Award from the World Fantasy Convention. SK is selected as the International Author of the Year and also wins for Best International Website from Deutscher Fantastik Preis. Published. The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, Abridged Text, a paper-engineered pop-up book for children from Little Simon Publishing, limited edition and trade hardback edition, January 1st. The Dark Tower, 6, Song of Susanna. Donald M. Grant Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, June. The Dark Tower, 7, The Dark Tower. Donald M. Grant Publisher, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, September. Salem's Lot, Centipede Press, Limited Edition, Trade Edition, October, with 50 additional pages of text from the novel. Faithful, two diehard Boston Red Sox fans chronicle the 2004 season. Co-written with Stuart Onan. Scribner, December 2nd. Visual adaptations. Kingdom Hospital, TV. Directed by Craig R. Baxley, March 3rd. Secret Window, directed by David Kep, March 12th. Salem's Lot, TV. Directed by Mikhail Solomon, June 2nd. Riding the Bullet, directed by Mick Garris, October 15th. 2005. Owen King publishes his first book, We're All in This Together, Bloomsbury, June. Joe Hill King publishes his first book, 20th Century Ghosts, P.S. Publishing, October. Recognition. Faithful, written with Stuart Onan, wins a Quill Award. The Dark Tower 7, The Dark Tower, wins a British Fantasy Society Award and a Deutscher Fantastikpreis Award. Published. The Colorado Kid, Dorchester Publishing and Winterfall. Hard Case Crime Imprint, Mass Market Paperback Edition, October. Salem's Lot, Illustrated Edition. Doubleday Trade Hardback Edition, November. Published about King. Stephen King, Uncollected, Unpublished. Cemetery Dance, 2005. By Rocky Wood, with David Rawsthorne and Norma Blackburn. This was Rocky Wood's first book on SK. 2006. Recognition. Lisi's Story wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. Sell. Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, January. Nightmares and Dreamscapes. Viking Press, Trade Hardback Edition, July 12th. An anthology. The standout piece is the nonfiction essay, Head Down, from The New Yorker. Dolan's Cadillac makes its first appearance in a trade edition. The publication of The Man in the Black Suit for the Halloween issue of The New Yorker, October 31st, irks SK. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me, and I'm grateful for the exposure, but it's still a little bit like being a prostitute and being put at the head of a float on National Whores Day. Fangoria Magazine. Lisi's Story. Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, October. 1.1 million first printing. Original title, Lisi Landon. Secretary of Dreams, Volume 1. Cemetery Dance, signed limited edition, December. Illustrated by main artist Glenn Chadbourne. Visual adaptation. Desperation, directed by Mick Garris, released May 23rd. 2007. Joe Hill's first novel, Heart-Shaped Box, named after a Nirvana song, is published. February 13th. He comes out of the shadows and admits he's Stephen King's son. Like his father's admission to being Bachman, Joe Hill found further denials useless. The family resemblance, physically and in his fiction, was undeniable. SK's mother-in-law, Sarah Jane Whitespruce, dies April 14th. She was SK's Red Sox buddy in the family. The Kings buy a second house on Casey Key for $2.2 million for visiting family and friends. In Bangor, the Kings buy the house next door for $750,000, historically known as the Charles P. Brown House. SK is the guest editor for Best American Short Stories, 2007, aided by editor Heidi Pitlor. Recognition. SK receives a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Canadian Booksellers Association. SK receives a Grand Master Award from the Mystery Writers of America. Published. Blaze by Richard Bachman. Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, June 12th. The Colorado Kid. P.S. Publishing, Limited Editions with Art, variously by Glenn Chadbourne, J.K. Potter, or Edward Miller, and trade hardback edition. The Green Mile, Subterranean Press, limited edition, and trade hardback edition. Best American Short Stories, 2007, edited by S.K., trade hardback edition, October. Visual adaptations. 1408, directed by Mikhail Hofstrom, June 12th. The Mist, directed by Frank Darabont, November 21st. 2008, published. Duma Key, Scribner, trade hardback edition, January. Just After Sunset, Scribner, trade hardback edition, November. Stephen King's N, 25 installments serialized online, subsequently issued as a bound-in CD in the collector's set of Just After Sunset, 2008. 2009. Recognition. Just After Sunset wins an Alex Award. Duma Key wins a Black Quill Award and a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Just After Sunset wins a Bram Stoker Award from the Horror Writers Association. Published. Stephen King Goes to the Movies. Plume, trade edition in mass market paperback, January. Subterranean Press, a limited edition but not signed or numbered, April. A collection. The Little Sisters of Illuria. Donald M. Grant Publisher, limited edition and trade hardback edition. Under the Dome, Scribner, trade hardback edition, November. Published on King. Stephen King's The Dark Tower, The Complete Concordance. Cemetery Dance Publications, limited edition of 2,000 copies, 2009, by Robin Firth. The First Concordance to the Dark Tower series, rigorously researched and definitive. 2010. Joe Hill publishes Horns. William Morrow, trade hardback, February 16th. Published. Blockade Billy. Cemetery Dance, limited edition and trade hardback edition. Scribner, trade hardback edition, May. The Secretary of Dreams, Volume 2. Illustrated by Glenn Chadbourne. Cemetery Dance, limited edition and trade edition, October. Full Dark, No Stars. Scribner, trade hardback edition, November. A collection. 2011. Published. Mile 81. E-book. Simon & Schuster Digital, September 1st. An excerpt from 11-22-63. 11-22-63. Scribner, trade hardback edition, November. Visual adaptation. Bag of Bones, TV. Directed by Mick Garris, is released December 11th. 2012. Published. The Dark Tower, 4.5. The Wind Through the Keyhole. Illustrated by J. Lee. Donald M. Grant Publisher, limited edition and trade hardback edition, February 21st. Scribner trade hardback edition, April 24th. A Face in the Crowd, written with Stuart Onan. E-book, Simon & Schuster Digital, August 21st. Visual adaptation. Mercy, a film based on the short story Grandma, is released, December 14th. Live performance. Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, theater production, with John Mellencamp and music directed by T-Bone Burnett. CD and DVD edition with liner notes from Concord Music Group. 2013. Owen King publishes Double Feature. Scribner, trade hardback, March 19th. Joe Hill King publishes Nos Foratu. William Morrow, trade hardback, April 30th. Published. Guns, Amazon, for Kindle, January. Joyland, Dorchester Publishing, Hardcase Crime Imprint, limited edition and trade hardback edition for the United Kingdom, June. U.S. edition from Hardcase Crime was published in paperback only. Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, Concord Music Group, June 4th, packaged with two CDs, one DVD, and a trade paperback of the libretto. Theater production dialogue. The Dark Man, Cemetery Dance, limited edition and trade hardback edition, July. Dr. Sleep, Cemetery Dance, limited edition and trade edition, Scribner, trade hardback edition, September. The Shining, Subterranean Press, Limited Edition and Trade Hardback Edition. Visual Adaptation. The first episode of the TV series Under the Dome aired on June 24th. The third season is to air in 2015. 2014. Published. Mr. Mercedes, Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, June. Revival, Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, November. Carrie, Cemetery Dance, Artist Edition and Trade Edition, December 23rd. Visual Adaptation. The film A Good Marriage was released, October 3rd. 2015. Published. Finders Keepers. The second in a trilogy featuring former detective Bill Hodges, Scribner, Trade Edition, June 2nd. The first book in the series is Mr. Mercedes, which won an Edgar for Best Novel from the Mystery Writers of America. The Bazaar of Bad Dreams, a collection. Scribner, Trade Hardback Edition, November 30th.
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Stephen King Companion, 4 Decades of Fear from the Master of Horror. Written by George Beam, performed by Fleet Cooper and Claire Christie. Executive Producer Susie Bright. Producer Mike Charzik. Copyright 2015 by George Beam. Production copyright 2015 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.